Okay. My name is Madeline Hoffman. I live in Morris County, and I was invited to speak here today. I am also a member of the Green Party. I want to say, thank you. I want to say that these are not partisan issues. And the more we make them partisan, the less we are going to be able to address the real root causes of these issues. And Jessica talked about the wars, and she talked about how those wars are disrupting and destroying communities all over the world. They're also draining the U.S. economy of over $700 billion annually. And that's more than 50%, close to, so almost 60% of the money that Congress can decide how to spend. So that if the Congress also spends money on building walls, on building ICE facilities like the one in Newark, the money is being drained from our communities and it's being taken away from real efforts at national security, which would be fully funding education, fully funding healthcare for all, fixing our roads and bridges, investing in public transportation, and the list goes on. The things that we could do with those $716 billion. Oh, and I almost forgot. Tuition-free colleges for all our college and college-bound students. So our priorities are mixed up to begin with, and this is not a partisan issue. This has existed ever since 9/11, and even before that, where all the money, or more than 50% of discretionary money, is going towards war. And then think about it from the other side. If you lived, I saw somebody there in the back with a sign that says, the whole world is watching. Yes, they are. They're watching as the United States creates refugees in places in the Middle East and South Asia, and then slams the door in their faces when they want to come here. But they're watching those pictures. Anybody, Republican, Democrat, Green, otherwise, seeing those children ripped from their parents, every human being is in tears when they see that. And it makes me wonder how in the world does anybody think that building higher walls and slamming more doors is going to make us more safe? It's just not. I mean, what are we doing? How high can we build that wall? Can we build it between the United States and Canada too? Can we build it on the shores? How many visas are we going to reject just because somebody comes from a predominantly Muslim country? Right? That's blatantly unconstitutional, and it's going to increase the intensity of the animosity that exists out there. And you know what? The way we stop that animosity or end that animosity is we stop the wars. It's very simple. Stop the wars. There's something coming up in Congress and stop the wars. 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 And whenever a bit of money is needed for those wars, it's both the Democrats and the Republicans that are chiming in and approving of it. In fact, there was just, I think it's in Ocean County, but I'm not sure exactly where relative to here, the National Defense Authorization Act that was just passed includes more money for the joint bases so that there could be new refueling tankers or something. And so I think it's District 3, a little further south of here, or 4. The arms are wide open to embrace the military. And so we're experiencing violence overseas, and then the violence continues here at home. And I just want to end with a little bit of concern also for other children who are being ripped from their families right here in the United States. If you look at police brutality issues that we see in community after community, young man Rose, last name Rose, who was recently shot and killed with 3 bullets in the back as he was running away up a side street, away from the police and away from his car. These people, these families are irrevocably ripped to shreds, and I can give you a list, and I'm not, but at least 25 or 30 other instances in the last few years in this country. So yes, families belong together. Families must stay together. We must oppose policies that rip them apart. We must abolish and close the ICE facility in Newark, for example. I was there yesterday. And there were 8 people who went and confronted, he happens to be a Democratic county executive, Jody Facenza, Di Vicenza. Sorry, I'm getting dry from the heat up here. But if we need to confront whomever stands in the way of a more tolerant, more accepting, more equal, more humanitarian, more beautiful United States of America. One that wreaks less havoc around the world, one that's not trying to build borders as high as the sky, not trying to keep people out, but is trying to keep people in and embrace more and end our violent foreign policy. Thank you very much.